It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has been found not guilty of assaulting an inmate after an incident in January. Peters is currently serving a 9-year sentence for her role in tampering with Mesa County's election equipment in search of election fraud. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
The determination came after an internal review of the scuffle she had with another inmate, where she grabbed the inmate's neck. The Colorado Department of Corrections said Monday that Peters was cleared of the assault charge but was cited for being in an unauthorized area of the prison. It's not a criminal charge, but is part of an internal process to address behavior, according to the department spokesperson. Ava Keon, CPR News.
A Colorado House Ethics Committee is recommending Republican State Representative Ron Weinberg be formally admonished. It also recommended he complete sexual harassment training. The decision follows an investigation into two misconduct allegations against Weinberg. One accuses him of making sexually inappropriate comments to another lawmaker and others. The second claims he copied a master key used to access state capitol offices. House leadership will decide whether to implement the committee's recommendation. Weinberg denies any wrongdoing. Grand Junction has a new baseball team whose unique name has a long backstory. The Grand Junction Razorback Suckers honors an endangered local fish native to the Colorado River. The name is also a nod to the humpback chubs, another native fish that briefly became the alter ego name for a previous baseball team in the town after a years-long campaign by fans. The Razorback Suckers' first game is against the Santa Fe Fuego in late May. Their first home game is early June against the Roswell Invaders. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. A sunny Wednesday is ahead, highs in the 70s. It's 8:06.